Blackstone Publishing presents The Lost Colony and Hatteras Island by Scott Dawson. This book is read by Tim Getman. Buried by the sands of time, blown in by the burning winds, like lost whispers of the pine, a story lurks within. A shattered civilization that no longer makes a sound, gone but not forgotten, as we sink spades into the ground. We honor those who came before and lent a helping hand. No longer will you be ignored and sit beneath the sand. Original poem by Scott Davis Dawson. Forward. I first met Scott late one evening, having driven from the Norfolk airport, where I had arrived that day from the UK. He was alone, looking after his father's motel in Buxton. There in the corner of the reception was a heap of artifacts that he had gathered up over the years across Hatteras Island, as holiday homes were being built on the ancient sites. "Could this brick be Tudor?" was the first exchange we had in the eerie reception of that motel. But I had come over as a historical archaeologist, excavating Elizabethan sites in England, and intrigued by the saga of the Lost Colony, thinking it might be a simple tale for an Englishman to resolve. 10 years later, and a whole mountain of excavation all over Hatteras Island, I now think we are closer to solving the mystery than ever. And this book tells the story. Scott is born and bred a Hatterasman, from a family tree that reliably goes back to the 18th century. He is related to most of the original families on the island, and is a passionate advocate for its history and heritage. But Hatteras Island is remote, and can only be reached by ferry, or a long car journey along 40 miles of finger-wide sand dune that gets washed by every passing hurricane. The consequence is that it has been all too often forgotten by historians, happier to reside in their metropolitan libraries than this outpost of America. Scott's passion and diligence stemmed from a frustration that what was clearly documented as the first foothold of the English in the New World was being denied by these historians. How could they avoid the conclusion that when John White returned to Roanoke in 1590 to find the inscription CRO on the oak tree, or, even more clearly, Croatoan on the fort's palisade they had evacuated there, to the safety of the island of their Indian ally, Manteo? The answer, Scott believes, is that there are too many big dollars to be made out of the Lost Colony story, and that to have a mystery is far better for the box office than a solution.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?